Book Lust, Pamela Ahrens. I've been a passionate reader since childhood. Print is beautiful to me. My eyes automatically seize on any text in the vicinity, whether a danger high voltage sign or the side panel of a box of Cheerios. Some grown-ups remember the times they swam in a cold pond or raced their bikes along a country road as children. I remember going out to the beach one morning with the once and future king and looking up to find the sun was setting. I remember the time I read The Outsiders, a book about disaffected teenagers from cover to cover while draped upside down over a kitchen chair. My body hurt like hell, but I would have had to stop reading to get up. I can't read with that level of absorption anymore. In fact, during much of the day, there are things I can't read at all. The newspaper, a book review, a lively magazine profile are all fine. But even when I have the luxury of complete solitude, I'm unable before the hour of 10 p.m. to read a novel or a reflective essay. Only after the children have gone to bed, my husband and I have performed triage on our to-be-discussed list, and my schedule for the next day has been organized, can I sink into language with a capital L? I get into bed, adjust my thin pillow against my fat pillow. I put on my socks. It's no fun reading with cold feet. I open my book, and the following thought allows me to begin. No one needs me. Maybe no one even remembers who I am. It's too late in the day for me to make any more mistakes, disappoint anyone, complete any uncompleted tasks. However I may have failed or fallen behind, I am off the hook until sunrise. And time, which all day has pressed like a tight band against my consciousness, slackens. The clock finds a 13th hour. Sometimes I do stock my bookshelves in the middle of the afternoon during an unexpected windfall of free time. Eyes scanning the unread novels, essay collections, ruminations on God and love and history, all the biggies. My heart beats rapidly. I grow excited with possibility. I'm in love with the many things that I have yet to feel and know. I'm experiencing the idea of